Welcome to the Head to Heal podcast, where you'll go head over heels learning about how the body and the brain work together to either feed disease or fight it. I'm your host, Jordana Sade, certified holistic nutritionist and founder of the Mindful Clinic. With a background in nutrition, behavioral neuropsychology, and hypnosis, I'm going to walk you through the root cause of your symptoms and disordered behaviors. The body has an innate ability to heal. No one is destined for illness, and most, if not all, disorders can be reversed. Come with me as we develop a new understanding of how you can use your head to heal and truly thrive. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Head to Heal podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Sade, certified holistic nutritionist, hypnotherapist, and founder of the Mindful Clinic. Today we are going to be talking about the energetics of weight gain. Okay. Again, I want to preface this episode by saying that I have just started to understand energy in the capacity of being able to relay the information. Like, I work with an energetic healer, shout out to Jamie, fucking love you. And this whole time she's like, it's the energy of this. It's the energy of that. I'm like, I don't even know what that really means, but like, I'll just, you know, follow blindly. But I started to do my own research. And of course, like, you know, we love Dr. Joe Dispenza. And I was reading his book, Supernatural. And then I read Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. Both amazing books. And of course, like, so relevant to, you know, my teachings and everything that I'm trying to accomplish with you guys, and hopefully relevant to my listeners. And so he said this amazing, amazing statistic. And if you follow me on Instagram, you've heard me talk about it a million times. But basically, if we look at, okay, what are we? What are we made of? We're made up of like matter. And then what is matter made up of? Okay, made up of cells. What are those cells made up of? Like atoms. And then what are those atoms made up of? Like subatomic atoms. But if we look at each individual atom, what is it actually made up of? So it is made up of 99.9999% energy. Nothing. Not nothing, but like scientifically nothing, you know? And then 0.0001% physical matter or substance. And so the majority of what we are made up of, like not even majority, like more than 50%, like fucking 99.9999% of us is energy. And we spend so much time focusing on the 0.0001% of things, the physical matter. Like, we're completely missing the point here. I hope your jaw's on the floor at this point, because it's uncanny. And so when we do things like when we want to lose weight, okay, when we do things like focus on reducing calories or exercising more or burning fat or going to the gym or lifting weights or getting surgery or taking a supplement, like, we are focusing on the physical matter. We're focusing on the 0.0001% of things. It doesn't make much logical sense, you know? We are forgetting about the most prevalent and the most important part, the energy. And so over the course of the past couple of months, as I've been working and diving deep with my own healers and really starting to understand like the energetic component of like what we're even capable of manipulating and controlling, like with our mind, with our thoughts alone, I have put together a list of the energetic barriers to weight loss. So these are the energetic components that actually lead to weight gain. It's because of these energetic components, and I'm going to explain them in a second, that somebody is going to be more susceptible to gaining weight than the other person. And I actually had a really good question. It might be the last podcast episode for you guys, but this girl said that she was on SSRIs and she's like, how do I prevent weight gain while taking these SSRIs? And the funny thing about the SSRIs is that, or any mental health medication, is, you know, if you look at the symptoms, it's like weight loss or weight gain. So what I'm talking about is the individual that gains weight instead of loses it. You know, like some people, when they're super stressed, they like lose a lot of weight. And then other people, when they're super stressed, they gain a lot of weight. Like, we're talking about the difference there. This has nothing to do with genetics, okay? However, energy and the environment can affect genes, right? Like, when we think about genetics, we have the genome and the phenome. And the genome is like the genetic code. This is the DNA. This is the blueprint. This is like the RD, whatever, like the, all of those letters and numbers, right? And this is actually what's passed down from our parents through the chromosomes, etc. And then we have the phenome, which is the environment. And the phenome turns those genetic markers on or off. And so you can be predisposed to diabetes. You can be predisposed to hypothyroidism. You can be predisposed to a million different things. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to develop it. What's going to lead to the development of that is the environment. It's the phenome. It's whether that genetic code is turned on or off. So then what affects the environment? Well, this is the fucking energy. This is what we're talking about. This is your thought process. If we think about the body as our physical house, this is your physical environment. Well, what dictates that physical environment? Your thoughts and your nervous system. Okay, so we're going to get into the energy of why one individual will gain weight over the other. So when clients come to me, it is not because this is the first time they have to lose weight, like for sure. I've never had a client be like, I've never been on a diet before. And you know, I'd like to explore that. Like when clients come to me, like they also don't want to lose 20 pounds as quickly as possible. I mean, we all want weight loss, right? I mean, you're here listening to this because you want to balance your body so that it can be optimized. So weight loss is a component of it. But when clients are coming to me, they're actually looking for a much deeper type of healing. And this is also one of the reasons where a client will be aligned with me and another client won't. And typically when I'm reading your applications, like that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the individual that wants to dive deeper, that genuinely wants to heal so that we can lose weight and we don't regain it back. And what we're doing in the mindful method is, of course, we're working on the physical, the 0.0001%. We're taking the supplements, we're doing the things. But we're really working on the energetics, right? We're really working on optimizing that 99.999% of things. Because when we can change the energy, we can change the majority of the cell. And if we change the majority of the cell, the 0.0001% doesn't fucking matter. Like I posted this picture yesterday on Instagram and I'm like eating the most delicious cannoli ever. It's like not even a real cannoli, but it has the cannoli stuffing. It's like this like pastry, fluffy, buttery thing with the cannoli stuffing. But anyways, I'm eating it and I'm not even batting a fucking eye. Like no part of me is like, oh, I gotta go to the gym and work it off tomorrow. Or, you know, I go to the gym because I genuinely want to, not because like I need to work off last night's dinner. No part of me was like, oh, I'm gonna gain weight from this. Or like, I've had this now, so this is my treat for the day. Like I was like, this is delicious. And also that physical thing, that cannoli pastry thing is 0.0001%. of what actually matters and what actually gets transpired and like manifests within my body. And so it's in moments like that where I get to be like, no, like that 0.0001%, this thing is actually not going to affect my physical body because I'm going to optimize the 99.99999%. Fuck yeah. All right. So when people come to me, they want to change the energy. They want to change the energy that they carry around with them every single day. Like they're fucking carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders. They want to literally create a new version of themselves and they want to make it so much easier to choose the salad over the pizza when they want to, right? Without actually having to, right? Without, not because they're on a diet, but because like, they're like, my body needs a salad today. And let's be real, like you have tried to manipulate the 0.0001% for how many times now? And basically, unless you continue to be in a calorie deficit or you continue to like mono diet, so we're like cutting out an entire group of foods, whether that's carbohydrates or fat or whatever, pick your poison. Unless you continue that restrictive structure, you are going to gain the weight back 1000%. Like that's the way that diets are designed. It's like, it works as long as you work it, you know, when you come off and when you're like, I just want to have a normal life and I don't want to have to like only eat grilled chicken and brown rice every day, then like you gain the weight back. And so you did not deal with the fucking reason why the weight came on in the first place. You literally only dealt with the 0.0001% and you didn't even do it well. Okay. So the overeating, the low motivation to go to the gym, the self-sabotage over and fucking over and over again are the actual symptoms of the energy. Yeah? The self-sabotage doesn't come because that can only taste delicious. Okay? The self-sabotage comes because you are literally wired to sabotage, because the 99.999% of what your cells are made of are not conducive for you to be successful. And that's what we want to optimize here. We want to heal those patterns so that you don't keep fucking replaying the same shit over and over again. So now that I've given you my whole spiel, these are the energetic barriers that are behind stubborn weight that keep you gaining the weight back. The first one is, I have to restrict, punish, and I can't let go of control. Whew. The control one hits really heavy because every single client that I meet is a perfectionist. Every single client that I meet is a control freak. I have a few clients that are just like so done and lethargic and depressed that like it doesn't feel like they're a perfectionist or that they're a control freak because they're so unaligned, right? But the majority of my clients, like they actually got to that depressed state because they realized that they can't be perfect over and over and over again. And so then they're just like, well, if it's all or none, like I'm either perfect or I'm fucking sitting on the couch eating my feelings and crying. And so if you have the energy, and this is a thought, obviously, the limiting belief is I have to restrict or punish in order to be successful, or I have to micromanage or control the whole system in order to be successful. Like that's a thought, but do you see how it's also an energy? It's like this, like we're not even really thinking. We're just like, oh no, I can't have that. And if I'm going to have that, then I can't have the dinner that I want. Or like, I may as well skip dinner altogether. Or like, if I'm going to indulge in that, like I'm going to be bad. Like, oh, I'm going to be bad today. Like, do you see how this is actually an energetic component? And it's not just the thoughts, because the thoughts very rarely sound like I have to restrict or I have to punish. That's just the limiting belief. Like that's the belief that leads to the millions of other thoughts that happen that validate the energy of I basically need to punish myself in order to have the body I want. And unfortunately, we learned this one from our mama, right? Like this is such a mother wound one. I mean, we can learn it from our dads too, but I mean, I'm speaking to my female audience here and even my male audience, but specifically with females, when we're looking at the mother wound, like we don't actually treat ourselves the way our mothers treated us. We treat ourselves the way our mothers treat themselves, right? So you could have had an amazing mother. And more often than not, I see mothers with flaws, just like I have flaws. But you could have had an amazing, amazing mother who treated you so well and never talked about your body or anything like that. But if she was on diets and if she complained about her body and if she couldn't fit into any of her clothes, or if she was always threatening a diet, or if she thought like, oh, well, you know, I've eaten too much today and therefore like I can't have dinner, or I got to walk it off, or I got to go to the gym. That's exactly the type of mentality that you're going to pick up. You are going to pick up that energetic vibration in your cells of like, I can't just be thin just because. It's like, I have to punish, I have to control, I have to restrict, or else what? Like, I'm going to lose control is really like what the fear is. Yeah. So that's the first one. The second one is, oh my God, bane of my existence. But like, this is also one, I've had all of these. Okay. You can have all of them at certain points in my life, but this one is just so difficult to deal with because this is so stuck in the victim mentality. But the thought or the limiting belief is there's something wrong with me. And if you continually believe that there's something wrong with you, if you continually use excuses like, well, I just have a slow metabolism, or, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. Like, what's going on? Or, you know, you have a bit of an indulgence and you're like, what's wrong with me? I shouldn't have done that. You like freak the fuck out. Like, do you see how the energy here is like, there's something wrong with me. I'm not just right. And if there's something wrong with me, you will continually manifest something wrong with you. Like, you will continually manifest chronic health issues. You will continually manifest like stubborn weight for sure, but you'll continually manifest these cycles that just prove like, it's like, I'm unhealable. I've seen all of the doctors and nobody can help me. Or like, I'm going to try it, go from medication to medication. Oh, now I'm on a hypothyroid medication. Now I'm on antidepressants and it doesn't solve the fucking problem at all. Because the energy, the limiting belief is there's something wrong with me. And so that limiting belief is literally projecting out into every single one of your cells for something to be wrong with you. And we don't wake up and just like take this on. Like, I'm not saying somebody's waking up, they're like, I'm just gonna choose for something to be wrong with me. Of course not, right? We learn this because we've had health issues, because we've tried to get better and we couldn't, because we can't see the bigger lesson in hindsight, you know? And so we get stuck in these cycles of like, every single thing you do is like, well, there's something wrong with me, or like, I shouldn't be doing that. Or literally, like, there's a million thoughts that sound like the validation of the limiting belief of there's something wrong with me. But I just want you to think of how, if you're eating something and you're like, fuck, this is going straight to my thighs. Or if you're like exercising and you don't see the weight come off right away and you're like, well, there's just something wrong with me. Like, my metabolism is slow. Or, you know, if you go to a doctor and you try a new medication and it doesn't make it better, it's like, well, that's because like I'm unhealable, right? Like, you are sending a message to every single one of your cells to behave in a way that is consistent with something being wrong with it.
Hi, babes. I am so excited to talk to you about my signature program, The Mindful Method. This is the exact same method that I have been using with hundreds of successful clients to help you heal your relationship to food, to increase confidence, and to lose weight without dieting or killing yourself at the gym. If you're sick of not feeling like your best self, if you're sick of promising yourself that you'll start again on Monday, if you're sick of going on restrictive diets only to gain back the weight, I can tell you right now that if you gained it back, it did not work. You know what's healthy and what's not. You do. You just continue to choose the unhealthy option anyways. And a meal plan will not solve this issue. There is no amount of restriction or discipline or willpower that is going to stop you from self-sabotaging. The body follows the mind. Imagine a life where you don't have to think about what you can or can't eat. Imagine a life where you feel confident in all of your clothes, where every day and every way your body rebalances and you lose all of the weight so you find the truest, healthiest version of yourself. Imagine never having to start again on Monday. This is what happens when you focus on transforming the brain so weight loss is effortless. The body follows the mind, and it's time you actually get to the root cause of your issue. If you are ready to transform and find the truest, healthiest version of you without letting go of your favorite foods, I invite you to fill out the application in my bio. And if you're a good fit, we'll be in touch soon. Back to regular programming.
The next energetic limiting belief is fear of failure. So this is like, I'm going to fail. So this is the client that comes, has tried and tried and failed and failed. I have clients all the time, especially in their first call. The very first group call that I did with the Mindful Method when I launched that program, one client was like, I'm afraid I'm going to fail. And I was like, okay, raise your hand. Everybody in this call who's afraid that they're going to fail. Every single person raised their hand, including me. I'm afraid I'm going to fail. Right? Like, we can have this fear of failure because what that teaches us is that what we're doing is important to us, right? If there was no like fear of failure, even a little bit, then it would be something so mundane that we don't really care about the outcome, you know? But when we have the really deep, energetic, limiting belief of fear of failure, or I'm going to fail, you genuinely will. Like, I've had clients who have been so afraid that they're going to fail that they have. And it's like, they've actually put that on themselves. Because the reality is, like, your success is a choice. It's not like this program is the answer for you. It might be. It might be if you approach it with a specific attitude, right? But like, no one thing is going to be the answer. You are the fucking answer. You get to decide. I've succeeded everything I do, and everything is a learning lesson. And if I don't lose the 50 pounds in the 6 months, then it just means like it, like I learned the things that I needed to get me on the right path to like point me towards the things that I needed to do to actually lose the weight. And this is where we get to the antidote for this energy is my success is inevitable. And I believe that so wholeheartedly that I can wait without anxiety. Yeah, that's a hard one. Right? If you can't wait without anxiety, if like you're not of the mindset of like, no matter fucking what, I'm going to lose this 50 pounds and heal my relationship to food, then like you probably will fail. You'll find an excuse, you know, something will happen and you'll just like fall off and then you'll be like, see, I did fail. So yeah, because that's where the 99.99999% of your cells are. We can be afraid, but we don't need to actually give in to that failure, right? We don't need to create the program. Because if the limiting belief is I'm going to fail, then in every single one of your cells, the majority, the energetic, is like, how can we fail? Like, your cells are like looking for ways that you can fail. And so somebody could like die in your life or something, and you're like, well, like, now I can't work on myself because I'm dealing with this. Or like, you can travel and you're like, well, I can't hold my boundaries because like, I'm not going to be in Italy again, right? Like, there's so many different like narratives and excuses that you can use. But the funny thing is, and this is where I'm really trying to paint the picture of the energetic component here, two people can go to Italy, eat the exact same way. And one person can say, well, basically, like, I'm in Italy and I'm never going to be in Italy again. And so I may as well just like have whatever I want and like, I'll deal with it later. Right. And then after they do that, they're going to be like, see, this program didn't work for me either. Versus somebody else who ate the exact same way. Like, I'm talking same amount of calories, exact same way. That person can be like, oh my God, thank goodness I'm a fat burning machine. Thank goodness that I love myself so much that I will always respect my boundaries. Thank goodness that my success is inevitable. And so therefore, like, I'm allowed to have the life that I want to live. I want to go to Italy. I want to go to Greece. I want to go to these places and travel and still be able to lose weight at the same time. Thank you, universe. Show me how to have that success. Two very different energies with the same 0.0001%. The behavior is the same. The consumption is the same. Two very different energies. Yeah. The next energetic barrier is fucking giving up your power, babe. Like, lack of boundaries. Oh my God. I'm personally working on boundaries right now, and it's very, very difficult, but it's so important. But with my clients, it's a common theme. It's like, if we are, and please, please, if you don't know what I mean by this, like, please go and listen to the People Pleasing podcast episode. But when we don't have boundaries, we give our power away. And if you're giving your power away, even by like, if you're like, oh, I don't want to go to this thing with my friend. Perfect example. I was at the rehab center yesterday, and one of the counselors had to go to a baby shower, and it was really far away. And so all day she's humming and hawing, like, oh, I don't want to go. Do you think she's going to care? And I'm like, if you don't want to go, don't fucking go. She doesn't care. She doesn't want you there if you don't want to go. Trust me. Right. Like, and in my own life, when I've had people not show up for things, like, unless you're like my best friend ever and you don't have a good excuse, like my maid of honor type of energy, I genuinely don't care. Like, whoever's supposed to be there is supposed to be there. And if somebody's like, hey, not feeling well today, or, you know, I have this prior thing that I need to do, or just genuinely, I don't have the energy for it, I'm like, wow, that person has strong boundaries. I kind of look up to that, you know? And so I told this counselor, I was like, don't go. Like, you're just people pleasing. You're actually giving your power away. Right. And so here again, we have the same outcome, the same 0.0001% person not going, two people who are not going to the baby shower or deciding to not go. One person's like, oh, you know, like, and I have to pick up my son and I have to do this and I have to do that. And oh, like, something, an emergency came up. Do you see how that energy is like, I'm giving my power away because I can't even tell the fucking truth. I can't even honor my own energy. I can't even accept my emotions and what I'm feeling right now. And I'm just going to like create a bunch of excuses. And on the other hand, we have the person who also decides not to go, and they're like, hey, I just don't have the energy for it today. I love you. And like, I have a gift for you. I'll see you soon. See how that person has like called in her power. Same outcome, two different energies. Okay. Boundaries are so important, because when we give our power away from a cellular level, the cells are like, we have no guidance. Like, we can't do anything. These are the people who are like, well, I can't just have one slice of pizza, or if I have one cookie, I'm going to eat the whole thing and like, or the whole box. It's like, are you kidding me? Do you think that pizza doesn't even have a mouth or a brain? And like, you're giving your power away to a fucking piece of cheese with sauce? Like, that's ridiculous. And like, I'm saying this not in ignorance. I'm somebody who identified with being addicted to food, but you're always going to be addicted to the food if you keep giving your fucking power away. Like, get back in the driver's seat. Okay. Like, you're the one in charge. You tell your body what to do. You say thanks, but no thanks. You put down the fork, you know? And so, and this is how, like, when we call, it's not even about the relationship to food. The boundaries have to come in all areas of your life in order for you to call in your own power. And when you do that, when you're able to hold boundaries, it's very easy to put down the fork. You don't even have to think about it. You don't feel like powerless to these like non-human things, because you're not powerless to human things either, right? You're in your fucking power. Like, that is such a powerful energy. Okay. Another really, really big energetic barrier is, and I see this specifically with women, and this is actually something that Dr. Taggi has helped me, like, basically manipulate, like, understand. So thanks, Dr. Taggi, always. But this is about women not being able to take up space. Yeah. So I see this over and over again. And it's so funny because I never thought that I was like a feminist or anything like that. Like, yes, I am a female, but I was like, okay, women, like, we've got a lot of equality now, you know, like, we fought for it. And like, more often than not, like, sometimes we have more opportunities than men. So like, let's all calm down. For all the feminists out there listening to my podcast, just wait, bear with me. However, the more that I actually get into my own feminine energy, the more that I'm like, what? This is fucked up. Like, women just have not been taught to take up space. Like, they just, we haven't, right? And so when you're afraid to take up space, and what I mean by this is, like, let's say you're in a group call, like, all of my mindful method clients who are in the groups who don't ask questions, like, that's your fucking responsibility. Take your healing into your own hands. And as successful as private coaching is, because I'm holding your hand, I actually think that when you can take responsibility for your own healing, especially in a group container, it's even more powerful because you have to really, like, own your shit and you have to be okay with taking up space. You have to be okay with asking questions. Like, when we're on the calls and, like, the women are like, oh my gosh, I'm going to keep this really short. And, like, here's my update. And this is what I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's not keep it really short. Let's dive a little deeper into that because you deserve to take up space. Like, not only are you paying for it, but, like, you're not going to get the help that you need if you continually feel afraid of taking up space. And, like, let's take this one step further. When women don't feel like they can take up space in their environment, so they don't ask questions, they shrink, your body is going to take up space for you. Let me just say that again, okay? When women, or when you, anybody, okay, doesn't feel, or when you don't feel like you can take up space, you, like, think, well, what I have to say is not important, or, you know, like, I'm just going to keep to myself, or I'll ask that question later, or I'll DM them, or whatever it is. When you don't think that you can take up space, your body is going to take up enough space for you. That's the truth. It'll literally take up more physical space until you can fucking speak up for yourself, until you can own, this is, like, I'm important and this is what I have to say and these are the things I need help with. The body will internalize everything and take up tons of space. Women will literally shrink and shrink and shrink until they have to physically take up the space that they need. So if your story is you haven't been seen, you haven't been recognized, people didn't fucking listen to you, mom didn't come, dad was busy, whatever it is, right? Or you had siblings that took up more attention than you. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. I think that's the saying. When you haven't been recognized, especially in childhood, right? When you realize that, like, you're not valuable or you're not as important as somebody else, you are going to make sure that you physically cannot be missed. Yikes. It's really hard to acknowledge that, like, you're the problem and you're the solution here, you know? Because otherwise, you're just going to continue to be easily missed and transparent and not seen and not recognized. And that is not the truth of your energy. The truth of your energy is, like, I have a question right now, or I don't agree with that, or these are my needs right now. And when they don't get expressed, they stay right inside. Yeah. Okay, my friends, there was a lot a fun energy there. And I had so much fun recording this podcast episode. I have a few other really good ones planned. So just hang tight and stay tuned. And I'm going to just quickly talk to you about my event. So the 11/11 Be Whole Mind, Body, Soul event has finally launched and I'm just so excited. We are hosting it at One Hotel, downtown Toronto. Literally could not be a more beautiful venue. Like, all the food is, like, 5-star. I picked it there because of the food and then I saw the venue and I was like, we don't even have to decorate because the whole thing is covered in plants and the air smells healthy. if that's even possible. It's like, I want to just be there to borrow the oxygen. But it is going to be just one of the most transformational days. So if you are somebody who wants to, you know, work with me or do an MFM and you're like, I can't put that type of money down, like, this is a one day transformative experience that is going to give you the tools that you need to actually rebalance your body, your mind, and your soul all together so that disease and disorders and symptoms are like literally not possible. Because when we have physical ailments, it's like, well, why? What's the root cause? Okay, well, the emotions need to be off balance in order for something physical to develop. And then why are the emotions off balance? And that usually is a separation or a distance from the soul. And so I'm so, so lucky and grateful that soul surgeon Dr. Taggy is coming all the way from Michigan to Toronto. We're flying her in, and her and I are just gonna powwow, and we are gonna have a surprise for everyone who comes. All of the tickets and information are up on my website. If you're on Instagram, you can just click the link in my bio and you'll see it right there. And we offer payment plans. So it's kind of a no-brainer. Like, truly, you're getting breakfast and lunch. It's a whole day event and you get a swag bag. Also, VIP tickets are basically gone. I think we have two left. So if you want a VIP ticket and you want to extend the whole thing into the evening, so basically after the 9 to 5 event, people who have VIP tickets are doing their own photo shoot. And then we have reception, so drinks on the rooftop. And then we're going to dinner at the like 5-star restaurant at one hotel. And then we have a closing ceremony. And the best part about that is it's a very small group. Like, there's 10 people plus the experts. So you actually get one-on-one time with the experts to talk about yourself, what you need to continue the healing. So tickets increase in price August 1st. Yikes. So you want to get into those early bird tickets. And this is the first live event that I've ever put on. And I'm so excited to meet you all in real life. Like, I can't even believe the beautiful community and network that I have created and that I've held space for. And I'm just so grateful for all of you. So anyways, without further ado, we'll put the link in the show notes. You can find the link, of course, on my website, my Instagram, my TikTok, all of that fun stuff. If you liked this episode, don't forget to like and subscribe, and I'll see you on another episode of the Head to Heal podcast. Bye.